Katie will live the rest of her life as an experiment in the longevity of transplanted faces. Medical advances come quickly, and even her doctors can't predict what her future holds. Simonow, with $2.8 million in funding from the military, is researching an alternative to immunosuppressive drugs. She is hoping to find what many scientists call the Holy Grail, a chimeric cell, part donor and part recipient, that will encourage the immune system to accept new tissue as its own and make anti-rejection drugs unnecessary. 14 months after the transplant, Katie's doctors had completed the three major revision surgeries. They are also likely to slim her face, reduce scarring, and improve her eyelids. Pape says he is pleased with how Katie has adapted so far to her new face and with the quality of her new skin. "I'm extremely happy that she has not had any rejections," he told me. "But I'm not happy with her orbits. We'd hoped that she would have better vision. And aesthetically, we could do better on how her eyes are positioned." Gassman agreed with Pape. "We all like her nose. Her lips are pretty," he told me. "There are things we know are going to get better when we fix them, like the jaw reduction. But some things we can only do so much to improve. Her injury may have been the worst injury of any face transplant injury ever. We can't necessarily make all of her muscles move again. Her tongue is not working well because she lost a lot of tongue muscles and nerves." Katie intends to pick up where she left off, starting with college, online at first, and then maybe a career in counseling. "So many people have helped me. Now I want to help other people," she said. She hopes to speak to teenagers about suicide and the value of life. For now, she's focused on her recovery. "I'm not on the other side," she recently said to her mother. "Oh, baby," Alicia replied, "your story is not over yet."